She loved that dress. You could
that
tell.
Was
yeah, it really was.
Well, we'll have to wait
until
next season to start it up again.
I know.
It's going to be an idol coming
up. That is true.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, that will be fun. So, you guys whooped it up at the Unity Awards.
We whooped it up like crazy. Are you recording, by the way?
I am. I've been recording the whole time.
Oh, good.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to, I'll be discreet.
You know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
The Unity Awards, it's just, I don't know. We just don't ever go to bed. It was so funny. We were up to like 3 the first night and I think 4:30.
Oh, my goodness.
The second night, and Lynn's shuttle was leaving at 4:30. So, but I got to go to bed at 4:30. I woke up at like 10:30, so I couldn't get sleep, but... Poor Lynn, she said she had a photo session the next night for her choir that they're doing that concert at Lincoln.
Yes.
And she said she was still in it, just a little bleary eyed.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun. It's so hard to go to bed when there are people there that you haven't seen in like as long as a year.
Right.
Or that you're just meeting for the first time and you've read about them or you've read their posts online.
Right. And you want to take advantage of every second. I think that Lynn brought up a good point on the CAM forum today about people making it a part of their ministry to attend functions like the UCMVA's thing and the fellowship, that it's important to get together. I mean, I certainly found that out this summer attending CAM. I mean, I've been trying to get there for 5 years. But, I mean, that's had a lasting effect. I mean, I have people now that I call on the phone regularly because of my participation in that conference. And it makes, I have two friends in particular that I turn to, if I have prayer requests or, we pray things together and we talk on the phone and encourage each other. And, I mean, it really makes a difference.
Doesn't it, though? I mean, I just think of the lifelong friendships that I've made, and it's only because I took the time and the money to go to CAM and met Joe Mormon there, became a very close friend.
Yeah.
Meeting David Taylor Wright, I met him at UCMVA.
Right.
Community Awards. And those were all like 6 years ago, and then you just begin to see each other again on regular bases. And it's so nice. So it's like, it's bonding, it's networking.
Yeah.
And, you end up, doing work together or supporting each other. And there's just so many people to meet. And, it can help your ministries, but it also just helps life. It's just so nice to realize that we're all in this together, even though we live in different areas of the country.
That's right.
Like it can feel very isolated, even though I'm here in Los Angeles with, 10 jillion Catholics. And, but no one does what I do that
right.
lives really close to me. So these events, when we get together and spend the weekends together and long hours and go to Mass and do all these fun things and put on concerts together, it is it's very unifying. And
yeah.
You just, how small this world really is. But it gives me a lot of peace inside.
I just find that when I actually, that the problem with the internet is that it's very effective for getting people together, but it doesn't have the same level of intimacy as talking on the phone and then, meeting people in person does. And I found that when I went to CAM that I really felt like my ministry was validated, that, I'm not crazy. I am doing something important and it is worth all this time that I put into it, even though when you come back home and nobody understands what the heck you're doing.
I usually take a couple of days to get feeling good again after I come back. It's like landing from I don't know, it just seems like paradise out there. And it's kind of hard to adjust when you come back.
It is.
Because nobody understands what you've gone through when you're on the trip. And
right.
Usually it's really spiritual experiences also.
Right.
I mean, really great prayer services and really great masses or hearing really awesome speakers that just change your life at these Catholic conferences.
Right.
And to be going through that and then come home, I mean, it's just like going to a retreat and coming home. It's,
exactly.
It's kind of hard to land again.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, at least we can keep in touch afterwards, but it's just not the same as being together.
Exactly. I finally got to meet Nick Alexander.
Oh, you're kidding.
After reading him for so long, I'd never met him in person last summer at CAM, and oh my goodness, that was a fun face to meet.
Yeah.
Because I know you guys have been friends for a long time. Had you seen him before in person?
Oh yes, we've seen each other many times. In fact, we worked together on a little project a few years ago of some praise and worship music. And
oh, nice.
He only lives in Connecticut, so I mean, he's not that far away from me, so.
Did you go up to the Unity, to World Youth Day with him?
Yes, we drove up together.
That's what I remember.
Yeah, that's what it was. Oh, and that little Geo, whatever, that tin can of a car that I had.
Oh, you had a tough time driving that.
Well, no, driving up, no. Yeah. Driving
that
up was the easy part.
That was an interesting week.
That was I'll tell you, that really, you have to be, they don't prepare you for what it's really like. I mean, you go in there and you think you're this hotshot artist and, you know, you're going to get all this special treatment and they're just going to, you know, the waters are going to part when you walk in. And boy, it's not like that at all.
It's so not like that. It's so funny. You're lucky to get it.
Yeah.
Remember we had that CAM stage out on the water?
Yes.
And it's so funny. As the sun was setting and the youth had left, we're still all singing. We had everybody up on stage, and I'll never forget this. We're all like swaying and singing, and all that was down there in the audience was the security guard in his orange glow vest, and John Stefano, Lynn's keyboard player.
Right. Yeah.
Looks over at me, cracking up. He's going, "Who is she talking to?" And Lynn's standing there, like ministering through the mic, all about, you know, our lovely God and. It was like so funny. The only person standing there listening was the security guard, but that's what we all say. If only one soul is touched,
yeah, boy,
then we're in the right spot.
That's perfect. You know, it's funny. Dave Wong's article for Grapevine this time around is exactly about that, about playing to a small audience.
Oh, that's good. It can be the best.
Yep.
Nice.
It can be, yeah. It really. I prefer the intimate venues myself. I really do.
Yeah, you did coffee houses and such, didn't you, for a long time?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
It's nice because you can reach people. It's not as hard to reach people. I mean, my thing. I love making people cry. If they're not crying, it's not working.
This is true. This is true.
But yeah, it's smaller venues, smaller crowd. It can be so nice to have a really special ministry moment.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Oh, my back is killing me. You can't imagine the position I'm sitting in to try to get this.
Oh, my gosh, you poor thing.
Suffer for my art.
Well, you suffer for your art.
Oh, I enjoy my art. I mean, I'll tell you something. I'm enjoying myself more now than I ever have. I mean, I did 12 years of music ministry, and it's always been kind of like pulling teeth to do everything. And lately, it's been pulling teeth to be able to sing. I mean, it's just, you know, I never know what's going to come out anymore when I open my mouth, and it's just frustrating. And I do this work, and it's like, oh, I don't have to worry about that stuff. I don't have to worry about what I eat. I don't have to worry about what I drink. You know, I can, you know, have a glass of milk anytime I feel like it, except I don't because I can't drink milk, but you know what I mean. And,
exactly. No, I know what you mean.
And it's like I actually was way more isolated when I was an artist than now putting on what I call my grapevine hat. I mean, now I just like talk to people all the time. And I mean, this was an issue. Last year really became an issue for me in terms of, you know, like Rich would go away for the weekend to do like the confirmation retreat. And I'm like, gee, I have nobody to call on the phone, nobody to go out to the movies with. I just don't have any friends around here at all. And I don't have anybody to talk to. So it was like, I really started to realize that I needed to, you know, break out of the spending all the time sending emails and, you know, get out and actually talk to people. So this is what this is one of the many blessings that this ministry has brought to me, is it's getting me out of my own shell. And all of a sudden I'm finding, when I put on my grapevine hat, I'm like so bold. like George Leet and I did Proud to be Catholic together. And I said, George, did you get any good interviews? And he said, well, I was shy about pushing my way into the crowd to get up to the artist. I'm like, I had no problem with that whatsoever. I just pushed right in, stuck the thing in their face and said, so what do you think about this?
Oh, that's so great.
It was so much fun.
That's you, Susan Bailey. Being pushy.
Yeah, being pushy.
I love it. That's a confidence. It's just, I mean, it's like the spirit. It's the boldness.
Yeah, it is. It is the spirit. It is. And it's when you know you're doing what God intended you to do all along, and it took you 50 years to find out that that's what
right.
He wanted you to do.
Then it starts to flow, which is so nice.
Yeah, it really does. I just find, though, that like a bunch of us, like Gary Gerson and Mike Ballude and a bunch of other people who are all involved in like the media end of the Catholic music thing, we're all getting together now and starting to brainstorm, because all of us are receiving the same message. You know, basically nothing specific, just get together and talk, you know, because there's stuff happening and we have to work together to make it happen. I mean, we're all really like hot to get people acquainted with Catholic music and to understand why it's important, you know, and it's that seems to be the big push now. And I mean, everything that's been happening since the CAM conference, I mean, at the CAM conference, we were all talking about, you know, banding together and helping each other. At the same time, on another forum, the Catholic Jukebox forum that George Leet moderates, they had started a St. Cecilia novena. In fact, when I came home, they were 2 days into it. And so that started, and what came from that was this Catholic Music 2007 compilation that Gary and Mike put together. So
right.
It's just like there's definitely something going on that
yeah, which is really neat.
Yeah.
And be part of that.
Yeah.
That's really, really exciting, because we've definitely been missing that. And to see the energy and the vitality, it's all good, and everyone seems to be coming together to do their part.
Yeah, there's definitely more and more people now stepping forward and understanding that, you know, it you have to push Catholic music as a whole, you know, and it benefits everyone. It definitely benefits individuals. I mean, to push the whole thing as a whole, the more people know about it, the more they're going to pay attention to your individual ministry. So, I mean, it's good for everybody. And it's what Jesus wants. I mean, he didn't do his work alone. He called 12 apostles, and then he had other people all around him too. So he never did anything by himself either. So,
right.
So we certainly can. We know we can't do it by ourselves. When we try, it's like miserable. So,
right, and there's independence, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the OCPs and the GIAs, they're like, you know, they're kind of getting their contemporary ball rolling.
Yeah.
With publicity and beautiful catalog spreads and such. So it's nice, like the Spirit Wings group, having that go on is, you know, and have that catalog, it's going to go to the stores, and it's a unity thing, which is going to benefit everybody, whether they're on that project or not.
Right.
It will definitely, you know, get the independent artists heard and
oh, yeah.
thought about.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It'll be good. Well, I got to hang out. My back is killing me.
Okay, it's been fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I got lots of good stuff. Oh, I'll be fine.
Do some stretches the other way now.
What's that?
Do some stretches the other way.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Oh, it was good to talk to you.
You too. Thanks so much for all you do.
Oh, you're welcome. You too.
Okay. Take care. God bless.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.